meeting Cliff Miller is an experience. As the Center Director for Older Adult Advocacy at Telesponge Senior Services in Scranton, a new project is on the horizon to bring hope, health, and purpose to our older population. Cliff Miller takes the story from here.
I did not know the great work that they do, not just with having clients in their day program to help fight senior isolationism, but also the home health aides, the adopt-a-grandparent program, the foster grandparent program, where older adults will go to the schools and work with students in classrooms. It absolutely had to be one of the best kept secrets. This is actually our 50th year we'll be celebrating, and I had no idea that Jewel was sitting there just at the end of Saginaw.
People are living now into their 90s, and they're vital and they're vibrant because of the programming you have.
Absolutely. One of the things that we've seen is that it's also that caregiver that needs that little bit of respite. So it's a fantastic place for somebody's loved one to go and commune with people of their own age. You know, they get a meal, they can go ahead and get a shower there if they need it. And then we have all different activities in the day center. We have people that will come in and play guitar. People will come in and do chair yoga. They have their own garden club, their own baking club. You know, even when I'm having probably, you know, a very, very tough day, I will go out into the day center and just watch our guests and the smiles on their faces and their interaction and their laughing. And it changes my perspective on the day.
Has a good portion of your career been devoted to dealing with older adults?
My background has primarily been working with at-risk youth. I did that for almost 20 years. Then I worked with IDD clients in group homes, making sure that they had independence. So going to Telesponge was my first time working with older adults. And I never realized the amount of history and wisdom and knowledge and what a resource they were that was really being untapped. Some of our guests are so involved with the day-to-day activities, they think they work there, which is fantastic. We have one young lady, when they play bingo, she doesn't like to play bingo, but she'll sit right next to the bingo caller. So the bingo caller will call the number, and then she'll, in a loud and bold voice, repeat it for everybody else to hear. And even if I'm over in my area of the building, I can hear her repeating those bingo numbers. That gave her a purpose. She lives for that. I'm happy to see that you were able to provide something like that for her. At Telesponge, we're always looking for ways to better serve our older population, which is why, thanks with the vision of Secretary of Aging Kovulich, we've now gone into our Older Advocacy Center, which I was blessed to be the director of and help with its design. We'll be opening by June. We have a ribbon cutting coming up May 16th. So that we have a safe place where an older adult can come, whether they're exploited, abused, suffering from neglect, even self-neglect, and it's a place for them kind of to reset while we wrap them with services. If they need mental health services, medical services, legal services, veteran services, and the community partners that have joined forces with us, it's amazing. It's a four-room, five-bed unit that an older adult who has an active case with protective services in Lackawanna County can come, be safe, have meals provided for them in their own private setting. And we're going to have this as a resource for the region. It's been a lot of work the last couple of months trying to write the policies and procedures and choose what curtains and what bedspreads we're going to have. The secretary got to walk through it for the first time. And I kind of turned to him and I said, is this what you envisioned? And he looked at me and goes, when I envisioned this, I didn't envision this. He goes, great job. And that meant the world to me. I've also had the privilege of going out and working with the Lackawanna County Area on Aging, specifically their Adult Protective Services Unit. What I've seen being out there and working with Adult Protective Services is I never knew the need was so bad. Before we had the Older Adult Advocacy Center, if APS went out and found a senior in a bad situation, there was very limited choices on where they could go. Most times, the older adult decided they would stay in that bad situation because they didn't want to go to a nursing home or be placed in a somewhat less than adequate hotel somewhere. So having this facility even the terminology we use, you know, there are guests. It's not an intake process. It's an acceptance process. We're transitioning you back home. So it's even just the way that we have framed the whole program that I can't wait till we start serving those people that need us.
You're empowering them.
Absolutely. The generation that we're seeing now and that we're respectfully calling older adults comes from a different time where those things were a little bit more accessible and acceptable in society. So it's nothing for them to want to still partake. And when you don't have much in the way of interaction with others, you may partake too much. We have Lackawanna County Drug and Alcohol, so we have those services lined up. The whole idea is to stop recidivism so that a lot of the older adults that APS works with have been in the system at one time or another for a problem. And as hard as those case managers work at Adult Protective Services, they have such a caseload, they've got to go in and take care of the immediate problem. So if they go into Mary's house and they find out that Mary's been living there 3 days without electricity, their immediate need is, okay, we got to get Mary's electricity on. Let's put her somewhere safe. Let's get her electricity turned on. Then we can transition her back home where she can be independent. But with the Older Advocacy Center, Mary's with us, and why she's with us, she has staff there 24/7. We're not helping her with her ADLs, her daily needs. I mean, she's independent, but we're watching, and we see that maybe Mary's getting confused quite often. Maybe Mary's forgetting to take her medicine quite often. Maybe we've seen Mary stumble and fall quite a time. So these are things that we can report out on our daily case management calls to say, okay, we fixed Mary's electricity, but was it all these other factors that may have led Mary to get in that situation where she could remember to pay her electric? Was it a nephew or a family member that was coming in and taking Mary's money? And we noticed that when this person comes to try to visit her, every time he leaves, she's very emotionally upset, doesn't want to talk. So these are things that we can see that sometimes maybe APS wouldn't be able to, just because of the sheer amount of need there is in the field.
As we get older, especially if you're dealing with an elderly parent, they may need specific care. Children, for example, are taking on the role of caregiver, and that could be an overwhelming responsibility.
Sometimes the caregiver of an older adult may be an older adult themselves. I'm getting into that time frame myself. So if I was the major caregiver for my mother and she was taking a lot of my resources to where I got myself in trouble, to where maybe my electric was turned off, we would need a place for both of us to go until we got sorted out. So one of the rooms in our advocacy center is with two beds. If we do have a situation like that, we don't have to split anybody up. The other thing is, well, what if we have a couple that comes in, a husband and a wife who are older? We don't want them to have to be split up. So we've tried to think about every situation that might occur that would be a barrier to a successful transition back into their own independent home.
When you finally start welcoming guests to the Advocacy Center, is there a specific length of stay?
We are taking an extremely individualized approach. Every case is going to be different. So in the case of Mary, if it was just her electric, you know, that might be a 3 or 4 day stay until we can work something out or find an agency to help pay that bill. But once again, if Mary came in and she had all those other factors going on, we would partner with, you know, maybe the right center to come in, and the right center would do a review of her prescriptions to see if she's overprescribed or underprescribed. You know, if we did notice that she was having some cognitive issues, we'd reach out to our partners at the Scranton Counseling Center, and they would come in and do an evaluation to see if she needed any services there. Depending on the actual person, we're not going to transition somebody home just so they can turn around and have to go back into some sort of care 3 or 4 months later. And we fully know that there'll be some guests that we have that after we sit and work with them, we realize that, you know, maybe a care facility would be the best location for them. It's going to be very, very individualized, and there's going to be a lot of communication between my team, the Area Agency on Aging, and all of our community partners.
Telespond has burgeoned over the years with some amazing programs, but it's just so beautiful to see all the other nonprofits that are kind of interconnected in making sure that people get what they need.
You know, I just returned from a symposium out in New Jersey with a lot of other great organizations, the Weinberg Center, Jewish Home. You know, we all face the same struggles. And where we've been blessed is with that community support. We have a elder justice multidisciplinary team that meets once a month. And we have everybody on there, from lawyers to bankers to you name it. And what's very unique is that when we find a problem with a certain case that we may have to be working with, usually somebody on that team, if they can't find a resource in their organizations, it's like, I got a guy for that. I know who I can call. One of the recent things we talked about was if we go out and we find a guest who would best benefit by being in the advocacy center, their likelihood of going depends on how comfortable they are in their home. We had a conversation and somebody said, well, what if they have a pet? And I said, well, we can't take pets in our facility. Well, will that be a barrier for somebody wanting to come to our center? And I said, yeah, I believe it would. And then somebody on our team said, I know somebody who fosters cats and dogs. Let me talk to them and see if they'd be willing maybe to be a sponsor, so that if we came across a guest who needed to be at the advocacy center, but they were worried about their pet, that they would be able to foster them until this person was done. So it's that kind of interaction between Telespont and its community partners that have really brought this thing to life to make it what Secretary Kovalich wanted. He wanted it to be that advocacy center, that center hub that the support would flow from. I wish I could name every partner that has come to the table for us, but it would never have been possible without them. The aunt who raised me, who I call my mom, she lived to 97. She lived with me for a long period of time until I moved away, but then my daughter moved into my house to stay with her. And she was vibrant and sharp as a tack for 10 years because she was not only being stimulated by my daughter, who was younger than myself, but my daughter's children. And she became to live for those children, to where she knew when they were coming home off the bus, she'd be down there waiting for them. She knew when the report cards were coming. So she was very vested. You know, a lot of the people that I meet out in the community, their children have moved away, partners may have passed on, and they are really by themselves. So to be able to provide the services that Telespont does, it's an honor to do. It's certainly not a job. If it wasn't my good fortune to stumble upon it, I still wouldn't have known about it.
Between the people you see on a daily basis and the agencies who are partnering with you, what is the lesson? What is the takeaway for you?
You know, if somebody put dark glasses on me and maybe stuck some tissues in my ear and put a rock in my shoe, I may not be able to walk so well. I may not be able to hear so well. I may not be able to see so well. But I'm still there. I still have a lot to show. I still have a lot to do. So the one thing that I've learned is you cannot judge a book by the cover. Some of my greatest lessons in life have been brought to me by people who have lived through it. And I'm very thankful for that.
If you could impart one bit of wisdom to some of these counties that maybe don't have what we have here in Scranton, what would it be?
Get out of your silos. I mean, you could be working in a building where there's another agency two doors down. Take the walk down the hallway, knock on the door, say, hey, you know what? I have a situation here, and I was wanting to get your perspective on it. This cannot be done alone. Our seniors' needs are too great to sit there and say, well, drug and alcohol isn't my problem when it comes to seniors, or we don't handle that, I can't help you. Make the connections. Like I said before, if it wasn't for one agency reaching out to somebody new in another agency, who then reached out to somebody else who knew in another agency, this network, this framework, wouldn't have been able to be put together. My advice to the other counties who are looking to do something like this is, by all means, use this as a model. Reach out to us. Reach out to the secretary. We would like this to be a pilot, not just for this county, but for other states as well. Every support we put together is so they can age in place. That is their home. That is where they're happy. That is where their kids grew up. That's important, is for them to stay in that place as long as they can and be comfortable. We just want to make sure that we remove anything that would prevent that from happening or anything that's unsafe where they can't have that. I know full well we won't be able to do that for everyone, but we're sure as heck going to try to do that for as many as we can.
Special thanks to Cliff Miller, Older Adult Advocacy Center Director at Telespont Senior Services in Scranton, and to the many nonprofit organizations in our region contributing their time, talents, and services, helping our elderly population thrive. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.